Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 935, for Saturday, May 4th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. After peeking back into the top 10 a couple of weeks ago, falling back from 6 to 12 last week, down to number 20 is Dune Imperium Uprising by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 16,922 views, a decline of 4,223, or 20% from last week. But very consistently, similar to last week's number 20, just 4 views more. Entering at number 19, The Sixth Realm, by Seth Jaffe, Matthew Dunstan, and Drake Villarreal, published by Final Frontier Games, with 17,090, about 150 more than Uprising. After jumping back into the top 10 last week at number 8, down 10 to 18, The Castles of Burgundy, the special edition, by Stefan Felt, published by Alia and Ravensburger and Awaken Realms, with 17,120, just 30 more than The Sixth Realm, and a decline of 34%. Inching up 1 to 17, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 17,271, about 150 more than The Castles of Burgundy, and a slight decline of 2.6%, but it manages to move up one spot. After 2 weeks in the top 10, also down 10 to 16, Skyrise, by Sebastian Pochon and Adam Wise, published by Roxley Games, with 17,683, about 400 more than Spirit Island, and a decline of 43%. A distance of just 761 separates number 16 from number 20. The gap up to number 15 is about 1,300. After 2 weeks at number 17, moving up 2 to 15, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 19,013. It's a gain of about 6%. Repeating at number 14 for the third consecutive week, Dune Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 19,827, about 800 more than Brass, and a slight decline of just 99 views, or half of 1%. Entering at number 13, Power Vacuum, by Caleb Wenzel Fisher, published by Keen Bean Studio, with 19,908, 81 more than Dune. Entering at number 12, A Jest of Robin Hood, as Jest spelled with a G, by Fred Serval, published by GMT Games, with 20,643. About 700 more than Power Vacuum. And after popping into the top 10 at number 10 last week, back down 1 to 11, Inventions, by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 20,945, about 300 more than Robin Hood, a decline of 6%. There are 5 new entries in the top 10. We've already heard from 3 of the games falling out. From 10 to 11, Inventions. From 6 to 16, Skyrise. From 8 to 18, The Castles of Burgundy. Also from 2 to 54, Knights of the Round Table. And from 9, out of the top 100, The Anarchy. Number 10, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 21,311. About 350 more than Inventions, a decline of 2% as it returns after 4 weeks away. The last 4 weeks is charted at 12, 12, 13, and 11, so a one-position climb. It also has about 1,000 fewer views than last week's number 10. Number 9, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 22,842, about 1,500 more than Ark Nova, and a substantial gain of 26% as it also returns after 4 weeks away, although its last 4 weeks were not quite as good, charting at 14, 13, 15, and 16, so a 9, or rather a 7 position jump up to number 9. This is also Heat's 70th week in the top 10, making it the 15th game to have 70 or more weeks on the chart. Number 8, Arcs by Cole Wehrle, published by Leader Games with 26,467, 3,600 more than Heat, a decline, though, of 36% as it loses 4 positions after spending the last 2 weeks at number 4. Number 7, Sand by Ariel Di Costanzo and Javier Pellizzari, published by De Vere with 28,149, about 1,700 more than Arcs. Sand is a pick-up-and-deliver game set in a desert world of the future. It's part of something I didn't realize was true of the De Vere games, that they are all connected, all in the same setting. It's called the Kamushi Saga. Notably, the best-known game that's included in that group is Bitoku. Number 6, Heroes of Might and Magic 3, The Board Game, by Kamil Bielkowski and Jakub S. Olekczek, published by Archon Studio, with 29,049, 900 more than Sand, a decline of 21% as it loses 1 position from last week. Number 5, Fallout, by Andrew Fisher and Nathan Hayek, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 39,215. That's more than 10,000 clear of Might and Magic. A significant jump. Last week it was number 7, so a 2-position climb on a 39% gain. That mark of 39,000 plus is the most views we have had for a number 5 game since October of 2022, when Oathsworn had a little more than that. So, this is a very impressive finish, and also kind of disappointing to only be number 5 with that total. Number 4, The Mandalorian Adventures by Corey Kineska and Josh Bepler, published by Unexpected Games, with 40,367, 1,100 more than Fallout. This debut is a cooperative, mission-oriented game using a map book and based on the first season of the TV series of the same name. Number 3, Slay the Spire, The Board Game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 42,635, about 2,300 more than The Mandalorian, and a decline of 16% of where it was last week at number 1, a 2-position fall. Still, a pretty decent hold. 16% is not crazy, and it's held up better than I might have expected, though not quite as good as our next game. Number 2, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Libelude, with 48,398, 5,700 more than Slay the Spire, and a gain of 13%. Now, Harmonies was our number 1 2 weeks ago. Last week fell back to number 3, but has not continued to fall. Reverses that trend, climbs back up a spot. Number 1, Vantage, by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games, with 54,793, 6,400 more than Harmonies. Vantage is the newest upcoming Stonemeyer game, although actually it's a 2025 release. But what happens in this game is you, quote, cooperatively explore an entire planet's open world from first-person perspective. For Saturday, May 4th, 2024.